This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. Israel's military says it has begun lifting blockades of towns in the occupied West Bank. The move coincides with meetings that senior Israeli and Palestinian officials have been having behind the scenes in hopes of reviving the U.S.-backed roadmap to peace. From Jerusalem, NPR's Julie McCarthy reports on what's behind the re-energized peace efforts.
The revival of contacts, however tentative, has some Palestinians expressing guarded optimism. Kadura Faris is a member of the Palestinian legislature.
If we are able to reach a state of ceasefire between the Palestinians and the Israelis, then I think both peoples are heading for a new start.
On the streets of the West Bank town of Ramallah, residents credit the changed atmosphere in part to Israel's chief of staff. In a remarkable statement last week, Lieutenant General Moshe Ya'alon told journalists, Israel's military tactics in the occupied West Bank and Gaza were inciting hatred. Instead of making Israel safe, he said draconian curfews and closures were encouraging extremists. The remarks reveal deep divisions within the security establishment over the handling of a conflict that has claimed the lives of more than 3,000 people in the past 3 years. Retired Ramallah teacher George Egal, who watches politics like Americans watch sports, expects the general's candor to sway Israeli public opinion.
The young people will listen to him. Those.com young people, I think they want to stop these atrocities between the two people. There is a ray of hope.
Retired Brigadier General Shlomo Bron says the critique by the country's top soldier suggests that the military has reached what he calls an unavoidable conclusion.
That there is no way to get out of the present quagmire without a sort of political solution.
The chief of staff's remarks are said to have infuriated Prime Minister Ariel Sharon and his top aides. The criticism of Israel's crackdown on the occupied territories comes as more and more Israelis have begun to question the direction of their government's approach to the confrontation with the Palestinians. 100,000 people turned out last weekend for the 8th anniversary of former Prime Minister Yitzhak Rabin's assassination, reported to be the largest rally of the left in Israel in years. A spurt of unofficial diplomatic activity has also produced two peace plans that have been solidly endorsed outside government. A group of Israeli pilots also recently condemned airstrikes in the Gaza Strip as illegal and immoral. Yossi Alfer is co-editor of the Internet Forum on the Middle East called bitterlemons.org. Once a top Israeli intelligence officer, Alfer says the episodes of public discontent suggest something is stirring.
There are certainly growing signs of a disillusionment with the policies applied by the Sharon government in the course of the past 3 years. I hesitate to label this a genuine political breakthrough or political trend toward moderation, but it certainly is interesting and it bears watching because that's the direction it appears to be pointing toward.
Alfer says Prime Minister Sharon has proven adept at adjusting his policies to fit the Israeli public mood. During the recent inaugural of a new session of the Knesset, for example, Sharon said in the next few months there was a genuine chance to break the impasse.
As far as I know and as far as most observers know, this statement is based on absolutely nothing. But it is clearly a reflection of Sharon's understanding that this is what the public increasingly wants to hear.
But the rumbling dissatisfaction may be having some concrete effects. Security sources say the government has resumed discussions on the evacuation of illegal settler outposts. Until now, Israel has not discharged its obligation under the U.S.-backed roadmap to remove outposts with much enthusiasm. The military this week also announced plans to grant 15,000 permits to Palestinians to enter Israel for work and to ease travel restrictions in towns of the occupied West Bank. Israel says it is now poised to make quick concessions to Palestinian Prime Minister Ahmed Correa if and when he succeeds in forming a stable new government. Senior Israeli officials, meanwhile, are off to Washington next week, possibly one reason for Israel's decision to resuscitate peace efforts. Prime Minister Sharon needs the U.S. administration on his side, as much as he needs the support of the Israeli public. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Jerusalem.